start this morning reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 2 through 11. It reads this. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. What does man gain from all his labor at which he toils under the sun? Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises and the sun sets and hurries back to where it rises. The wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and round it goes, ever returning on its course. All streams flow into the sea, yet the sea is never full. To the place the streams come from, there they return again. All things are wearisome, more than one can say. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear its fill of hearing. What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which one can say, look, this is something new? It was here already long ago. It was here before our time. There is no remembrance of men of old, and even those who are yet to come will not be remembered by those who follow. Maybe not the best way to start a bleak Sunday morning. Solomon's writing in the book of Ecclesiastes saying everything is meaningless. Sum up what we heard there. No matter what we do in our lives, no matter how much toil and labor we do, the generations before us have died off. It died off with them. It will die off with us, and it will die off with the future generations. That's just how it happens. The wind and the sea and the earth, they'll just keep on doing their thing. We'll come and we'll go. We can gain as much knowledge and accomplish as much as we want, yet none of it really matters. We won't gain anything from any of it, because when all is said and done, we won't be remembered anymore. Again, that's a little bleak to start this morning, but it's not meant to be bleak. As a matter of fact, before we start thinking, he's got a point there, Solomon does, why bother with anything since it's all meaningless? Because if that were the truth, I might as well pack it up and go home now. But instead, I'm going to disagree with Solomon here. And it's not that I'm disagreeing with maybe the wisest man ever to walk the earth, because my wife will tell you I would never be categorized as anything close to being wise. But where I'll disagree with Solomon on this point is because he's right, first off. All things that are earthly are completely meaningless. Much of an impact that we want to make in the world when we die, gone. But you see, it's not meaningless because the things that we do as finite human beings might be temporary, but the things that an eternal God has planned out have infinite consequences for the better. Thus, it now has meaning, and it now has purpose. The reason I'm bringing this up is because it was 2 weeks ago we celebrated our 50th anniversary here at Hope Free Lutheran Church. 50 years of what God has been doing through this church, and it's been absolutely amazing. But what are the next 50 years going to look like? I don't want to think they look meaningless. As a matter of fact, I see the opposite. Please stand for the reading of our sermon text this morning. Our sermon text this morning comes from the book of John, chapter 15, verses 12 through 17. These are the words of Jesus speaking. He says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another." You may be seated. We'll actually do it a little bit different this morning. That was our scripture text, but that's actually just part of it. You see, all three of our readings this morning, the Old Testament reading, the epistle reading, and here the gospel, are all three readings are going to be part of the sermon, in essence preaching in all three of those, because all three of those have a place in looking at the next 50 years of Hope Free Lutheran Church. By the way, I hope to see all of you 50 years from now as well. So how do we know what our future is going to look like? We can't really know the future, right? But yet we can. There are certain things about the future of this church that we can know. We look to Scripture to find out what those things are that we can know, that we can look forward to for the next 50 years. First off, before you do anything, before you plan anything, you have to have a foundation that you have built. Now, we've been up and running for 50 years now. I think there's a foundation that's been built. As a matter of fact, our text that we use in our 50th anniversary celebration, and Anne set it up here as well, Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Now, that's a great foundation. But our foundation even runs a little bit deeper than that. Our foundation goes deeper because not only do we have a God that is unchanging, and because of that we understand His Word and know that the consistency behind it and how we apply it to our lives, but it goes deeper than that because it's what we do with that Word and how we understand it. You remember from our epistle reading, 2 Timothy 3:14 through 17, reminded us of this. Continue in learning what you have firmly believed, knowing from whom you have learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. See, right there, that's the fullness of our foundation. First off, that we have an unchanging God, but that the Word then that we study and that we have learned is His Word breathed out to us, that we can learn from it, that we can grow from it. Because God never changes, we know that Word is consistent. That's how we grow from it. That's how we learn it. And you see, with that Word, that it teaches us what is and what we are about, and what we are to do, and how we are to live. It helps others to walk in His Word. It trains us in righteousness, and I love the last part, so that we, brothers and sisters, will be equipped to do what God has called us to do, not only individually, but as a church. Love the thought of that, following His Word to know what we can do. Because His Word shapes our growth. His Word is unchanging. His Word is from God. It's not from this world, which changes. But instead, we follow the consistency of it. Because what would happen if we were to follow our own kind of ideas and not God's Word? Well, we would be pressured to change with the times. Because we're constantly hearing we have to change with the times. We're outdated. Society says do this. Everybody's saying do that. God's Word stands firm on how we should be. And with that, then, our growth will come not looking at what other churches are doing. Boy, they're doing something great. We should do that too. That's not growth. That's what somebody else is doing. And our growth will also come from what God has equipped us to do, focusing instead on what He has called all of us here. I fully, firmly, truthfully believe that every single person that's here sitting in Hope Free Lutheran Church this morning, and those that are part of our church body, are here because God called us all together for a purpose. So it's a matter of finding that purpose, doing that purpose to the best of our abilities, because He's equipped us to do it all. We do it because we hear the Word of God every single Sunday. For 50 years, the foundation of this church has been preaching the Word of God, and that will never change. We apply it then in our lives because we realize everything else will fall short. Everything else is temporary. Only God's Word is forever. So why would we teach anything else? Why would we focus on something that's constantly changing because the message is always changing? Instead, we know that this is the breathed out Word of God and it is the truth that we follow. So if that is our foundation, if our foundation is to understand that God never changes and His Word was given for us as a church, well, now that that's established, how do we plan for our future? Well, there's two things as a church that I think that we have to do when we plan out things. And any time, as a matter of fact, not only for the church, but any time you individually in your life are planning something out and you're seeking God in prayer, there's a couple things to remember. The first off is a warning about planning. The warning sometimes, and I've often heard it, and it's used with the best intentions. People have a good heart in mind, and Scripture even kind of says it a little bit. You've probably heard this before. You can't walk on water if you don't get out of the boat. People use it as a statement of faith, right? And so, if you want to walk on water, you got to get out of the boat. The problem is, my friends, it doesn't work that way necessarily. There is some truth in that, but that also can be misleading to apply that. You see, you cannot take that statement literally, because instead you have to ask, what if God is not calling you to get out of the boat? So to say, well, I'll walk on water, wasn't calling you to. As a matter of fact, let's look at Matthew verse 14, or chapter 14, verse 28. And Peter answered him, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. And he said, come. So you see, Peter didn't hop out of the boat and say, here I come, I'm going to walk on water. He said, command me to. So anytime that we want to do something, it's, Lord, is this what you want me to do? Because I think if you are sitting in the boat and you go jump out and say, Lord, I'm going to walk on water, he's probably looking at you thinking, I hope you brought a towel because I never asked you to. And so we have to understand that what happens that we can do if we just hop out of the boat expecting to walk on water without seeking God's calling us to do it first, we aren't being faithful, we are actually testing God. Because what you're telling God is, this is going to be my plan and I need you to bless it. I need you to make it happen. But it doesn't work that way. As a matter of fact, you'll find that all throughout the Old Testament, looking at examples, I was going to, you know, have one or two, and the examples were just unlimited in Numbers, Joshua, Judges, Kings, Chronicles, all the times that Israelites go to battle because they think the Lord will be with us, but they never consulted him, they never prayed, they just know, well, he'll be with us, we're doing it in his name, and it talked about how they got routed by their enemies. Can't walk on water unless we are called out of the boats. You see, faith, again, is not jumping out expecting God to do this. Faith is doing the absurd things that God asks you to do. Well, that looks crazy, Lord. Exactly. Trust me, I'm calling you to do it. Faith is not asking God to do the absurd things you want him to do. So in understanding that then, in understanding that it's seeking God in all that we do, we go back then to what our Old Testament reading was. Proverbs 16:9. I love the thought of this. The heart of man plans his ways, but the Lord establishes his steps. So instead, as a church, if we want to move forward, if what Hope Free Lutheran Church wants to do for the next 50 years by thriving and being alive and doing all things, we need to be seeking the guidance of the Lord in our planning, trusting that he will establish our steps for us. And it can be tricky. I think even in your own life, as you've ever prayed for things yourself, it can be a little tricky being in prayer because guess what? Doesn't it always seem like the things you want are God's voice too? And we have to learn to discern the difference between our own desires and what God wants for us. Because you see, we have to remove our desires and instead truly seek what God's will is. And it's not that in the case of serving God, our desires are necessarily a bad thing. But the point is, it needs to be contingent on God's plan. We can want something one way. But if we're going to move forward the next 50 years as a church and thrive, it's what does God want for us? And that's where faith comes into play, my friends. Because sometimes, I would dare say more than sometimes, the way we think things should work and look isn't how God thinks it should look. And that's where, again, that faith component comes in. I mean, think back about this. Most scholars believe that Moses had a stutter. He talked to God and he's like, I'm not a man of good words. I struggle with speaking. Make Aaron do it. So you got a guy of Moses who's very uncomfortable with his speaking abilities, doesn't want to be a leader, and yet God tells him to go to Pharaoh. And a little history on pharaohs believed that they were actually gods. So you're trying to tell me, God, that me with the speech problem, with no confidence, I'm supposed to go in front of a guy with an ego so huge he thinks he's God, and I'm supposed to tell him to let all his free labor go. That isn't going to work particularly well, but God says that's exactly what you're going to do. Look at the Gospels. Look at the people Jesus called. How many of the 12 were theological scholars? They were the farthest things from that. They could tell you how to fish really well, but they didn't exactly know the scriptures real well. But that's not what matters. God calls those that he can, that know, that he knows that will serve him well, and will do what he wants. So then that's what our prayer should be for Hope Free Lutheran Church, is that God would guide our steps. Trusting the fact that that seems a little crazy, but okay, Lord, it's what you want. And we know that what you have planned for us is what's best for us. And what's best in the role that we play in ministering to the UP where he has placed us and called us to serve him. Well, I pray that we always would have the courage to take whatever step he has planned for us. So if we know our foundation, which is always going to be on the Word of God, if we understand as a congregation that we are always going to be seeking God's direction, what does that look like then? What is our direction in the future? What is God calling us to do? That's where our sermon text comes in, and he makes it pretty simple. You know, it's not that big elaborate plans with big huge goals are a bad thing. As a matter of fact, they're kind of great. Sometimes I don't think we dream big enough. Sometimes I think God looks at his people and says, challenge me more, we can do more, you got to have faith in that, but we don't. But no matter how big our dreams are, no matter how big our goals are, we have to understand God's ultimate desire, and it's really simple. And that's what he wants us and all churches to execute. That he desires that none should perish, that all should come to know the knowledge of faith through Christ Jesus. Jesus alone. So that's where our sermon text, Jesus calls it our commandment by sharing the gospel by loving one another. That's a pretty simple thing to do. He makes it real clear and real easy. So any plans we have should come off of that. First off, in loving one another, loving the body of Christ first and taking care of each other. Next then, with our love, reaching out to the lost, those that don't know the hope that we have, salvation through Christ. You see, the first thing, we have to make sure we are taking care of the body of Christ. Looking after one another, because you know what? It's a hard battle out there. It is a hard battle being the ones that are sitting there, standing in the stream of the world going against us, so we're supposed to be standing firm against that pressure. It's tiring and it's weary. It's difficult being rejected for what you believe, having it mocked, told you're behind times. This is where we encourage one another and help one another, strengthen each other. Challenge out there. Need that support of each other. That's why as a body of Christ we love one another, recognizing that together we are all in this, serving our Lord. And we know that he has equipped us, so we move forward doing it, trusting that his spirit that he has given to us has equipped us so that we can bear fruit. Bearing fruit is the mark of a Christian. What are we doing? Are there fruits being seen from it? If Hope Free Lutheran Church wants to thrive for the next 50 years, we need to be abundantly bearing fruit. Because what do you do with a fruit tree that doesn't bear fruit? Cut it down, you give it to Pastor Dave to use in a smoker. A healthy tree bears fruit for everybody. It's its purpose. It's what it's supposed to be doing. And that's what God wants of our church. This is what's going to sustain us in the future. How are we bearing fruit? Those that are bearing fruit, he will continue to tend and to grow and to allow flourish because we are doing his will. And so since we serve a God that desired none would perish, since we serve a God who is so merciful that in order to prevent anyone from perishing, he sent his Son to die for their sins and just asked that they would simply believe in that. We go out, friends, through our love for one another, our love for the world, our love for those that don't know that message, and we share it with them. And I see some amazing things that he's doing through this church and how we reach out to the lost. Because don't you think that God is going to sustain those who share the love of God through their fellow man? I know twice a month we have a food pantry here, and it's really great for people that can be struggling in life to walk in through these doors and feel the love of God around them for each and every one of you, not only through your giving, but those that are there that serve. I got to admit, the people that are working in our food pantry are some of the nicest, friendliest people. You hear them chatting up with everybody, making them feel welcomed and loved, because all people should feel that way when they come into this church. Think about our community dinners as we share hope with those who come, providing a meal for those that need it, encourage them through the Word of God. And I'll tell you this much. For the last few months, I've been seeing more and more people from the community dinners come to services here at times, because they're starting to understand that God loves them and cares for them. God's church is a place where they are welcomed with open arms to come and experience the hope that we have found through Christ Jesus. You know, friends, you don't think God's going to continue to strengthen a church that draws others in about the preaching of His Word? I see new faces here time to time because they know this is where God's Word is going to be preached always. Because there is a world that is hungering for the truth of God's Word, the unbending truth of God's Word, truth that doesn't change with the times, but instead stands on Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday and today and forever. So, my friends, these are the things that we do for the long-term success, if you will, or sustaining of Hope Free Lutheran Church, because this is God's desire for us. So I don't know what the next 50 years is going to look like for this church. But I'm sure our founding fathers had no idea what it was going to look like when they first started it up. They just knew that God said, hey, take a step and trust me. And we're going to do what they initially did. We are going to trust our future in God's hands, because He knows a whole lot better than we do our future should look like. And we're going to continue to love those in our church body as the family and body of Christ. We are going to continue to love and serve our community as God wants us to do, sharing that hope that we have in us. Because when we do those things, we know it's for an eternal purpose, and we can't call it meaningless then. It all has a purpose, eternally. If we stick to those principles, we got a pretty exciting 50 years ahead of us. Please bow your heads with me in a word of prayer.